Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the Psalm 122. Are you glad to be in the house of God? Amen. Psalm 122. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, they shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Amen. This is the promise of the Lord. To those who delight to go to the house of God, those who are happy to be in the house of the Lord, peace, goodness, prosperity shall be ours as we abide in His will and His word. Thank you, God. Truly, Lord, there is nothing than to be in your house, and nothing than the invitation to be in the house of the Lord. Thank you, God. We pray in the name of Jesus that we will seek your face, and we will seek the peace and the prosperity of your church, and to do good, and to cherish that you call us to be part of your church, to be the saints, to be the royal priesthood, and to live in holiness, to live away from sin, to live away from worldliness, and away from things that is unpleasant to you. As we are coming to the house of the Lord, as we are coming to God, let us confess our sin, small or big, the defilement, the wrong things that we know that we should not do, the thoughts, the feelings, and the things that we are thinking not pleasing to the Lord. Let us repent of all these things before God and come to Him willing to do the will of Him. In the name of Jesus. As we confess and renounce our sins, peace will come. Sin are hindrances. Let us confess and renounce and make commitment. God will not judge us on the past. As long we had repented and renounced them and moved to the way that He wants us, God will not judge for the past sins. Yes, O God. We seek Your face. We seek Your peace. We seek to live in Your presence, O God. Forgive the past sins, O Lord. O God, we want to start a new start with You, Lord. We want to live according to Your word and the instruction from the scriptures that You had placed in our hands. Let's come to the Lord asking Him now. We have the confidence in approaching God, that whatever we ask according to His will, He hears us. Let us ask Him our needs, the thing that we need in our lives, our daily need. Let's come to the Lord. Small or big needs. Jesus say, come to me, all of you weary and burdened, I will give you rest. Jesus did not send us to others, but He said, come to me. Yes, Lord. Provide, O God, the good health, protection. Protect us from this coronavirus. Protect our loved ones and families, our brethren, O God. Provide, Lord, our needs, small or big, financial needs, material needs. Provide jobs and incomes. Maintain the salaries of your people and their incomes. Those our brethren who are here and other places. In the name of Jesus. Pray also for your family, your children, your husband, your wives, your parents, your siblings. As God answer your prayer for yourself, He will answer also for them. Pray for them. Especially if they are unsaved, tell them, Lord, let them know you and follow you. Yes, O God. Hear our prayer, Lord. We are praying, O God. Lord, you can move mountains, you can change hearts. You can change situations, circumstances. We trust you, Lord. Don't keep the problem in your heart or mind. Give it to Jesus. He can solve it to you. Hear our prayer, Lord. Let's now pray for one another, our brethren, those who have problems, sicknesses, need certain things, those who are having certain crises. As you know about them, you come to the Lord in a prayer, He will help. Let's pray for one another. Carry each other's burden, and in this you fulfill the law of Christ. Let's pray now for our countries and nations and the places that we came from. Let's pray that God will raise the people there, and let's pray that God will use us to preach the gospel to our countrymen. Yes, Lord. Tell Him, Lord, use me, God. I pray for the peace of the nation and the city that you brought me from, O God. I pray for their salvations. I pray they will know you, they will follow you. I pray, Lord, you use me to bring the gospel to them in the name of Jesus. Lord, let's pray for this coronavirus. I pray, Lord, you protect your people from this plague. O God, save them, O Lord, those who are repenting in the name of Jesus. I pray also whatever your purpose of allowing this plague that come through in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Lord, that we will lack no good things. Those who seek you, those who follow you, they will lack no good things in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray Also, let's pray for the typhoon now in Philippines. We pray also for the protection of the people. Oh God, have mercy on them. And also for the other places in the world that they have famine, they have hard time to get food. We pray this time all these areas that have been affected by different kind of plagues and disasters. Lord, you show your forth your love and your care to them. And this time even we pray they will seek you, they will repent of their sins, that they will come to you and know that you are a true God. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus for provision, for help, for support, for also restoration to those who have been afflicted by famine, by typhoons, by earthquakes, by wars. Let them know you through this time. O God, hear our prayers. We pray, O Lord, hear our cry for mercy. Let's pray now for the prosperity of the place that God had placed us. Whenever a place God, whatever a place God had put His church, let's pray for the prosperity in these places, in UAE, in Oman, in Kuwait, in Iraq and Syria, also Indonesia, Sri Lanka, India, Philippines, America, Australia. Oh God, we pray. We seek the prosperity of these places. O God, as they prosper, we prosper too. Let's pray for the governments. We pray that we'll have favor from you, Lord, and from them. Bless their heart, give us favor. Whatever is due for us, let them give to us in the name of Jesus. We come against whatever work of Satan through their life to extort money, to abuse, injustice, corruption, we come against it. We rebuke in the name of Jesus. O God, we pray, O Lord, the treasures of darkness as you have been kept for your people. O Lord, we pray, nothing can hinder your grace and your provision for your church and for us to continue to serve you and do the work of yours. Lord, we seek your face in all these places. And we seek also to be filled once again, to be refilled with the Holy Ghost. Tell him, Lord, fill me once again with the Holy Ghost. I desire to serve you. And the Holy Ghost is God, and when you are refilled again, that God, not only inside you, but God have you. And you will be moved with a freedom, without restriction, without limitation, whatever sicknesses, physical disabilities, financial disability, whatever the Holy Spirit is, will supersede all these limitations in the name of Jesus. Because He's God. He's God the Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. Refill your church, O Lord. Here we are. Refill us. Take us. Consume us with the Holy Ghost. We pray, O Lord, for gifts of the Holy Ghost to be given to us once again, according to the needs and according to your will, the gift of evangelism, gift of preaching, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of healing, faith. Let be miracles, wonders, O God, gift of generosity, leadership, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray also, we remember our brethren in Malawi, Lord, they're having famine. We pray, O Lord, provide for them, O God. Make the soil fertile for them to plant and to reap and to have harvest great so they will be satisfied. Provide, Lord. Provide in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God. Holy Spirit, you are there. We continue to pray, intercede on behalf of your church and your people. We pray. Lord, for my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the Lord, the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Peace be within thy walls, and the prosperity within thy palaces. O God, prosper your church and your people. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, even this time we pray for our worship, anoint, songs, the praise and worship, the music, and not each and every one of us, mind and thought and heart and throat and voices. Oh God, anoint the message, anoint the giving. Let the healing walk in our midst, oh God, touch each and every one of us. Oh Lord, let be a glorious day, let be a day to be remembered. Oh Lord, we pray for revival. We pray that that you will change things today, O Lord. We answer our prayers and do things, marvelous things, beyond we ask or imagine. Touch us. Bring us into the most holy place. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Let's all stand in the presence of the Lord. How many of you want to offer your life to God? Raise up your hand. How many of you want to offer your life to Him? Yes, Lord, I offer my life to you. All that I have, oh Lord, I lay it down before you. Yes, Lord, thank you for all that you give us, our life, our time, all that we have received in this world. It comes from you, O Lord, and we lay it down at your feet, at the altar. We offer it to you. We know, Lord, that you are the Jehovah Jireh. You will lead us to the things that you want us to do for you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, O God, anoint us.
Enjoy.
paid the price for our sins, and now we are free. We thank you, Lord, for this, that you give us eternal life. You gave your life to us so that we have life in you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. Lord, we trust you for our lives, the days to come. You are the Jehovah Jireh. As we obey you, Lord, you will provide for us. Lord, as Abraham offered his son Isaac, you offer your son for us in the same place, in the mountain of Moriah, in the mountain of Calvary, to give us eternal life. O God, we commit our life to you, that we will obey you, and we will trust you as we obey, that you will provide our needs. You will take us out from trials and hardships and difficulties. O Lord, we come today to rejoice with all your promises, with all the gifts that you give us. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands to the Lord and sing to him. God, we bless you, Jesus. We trust that you will care for us. Even in the midst of troubles, David say, he prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup overflowing. You are not my head with oil. We thank the Lord. Even today, O God, Lord Jesus, we enthrone you. In the midst of us, we proclaim you as King over our life. We thank you, Lord. Continue, Lord, to bring us to the most holy place. I pray that we will meet you today, face to face, and speak to us. Touch our heart, restore us, heal us, strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Come to the Lord now.
Thank you.
knowledge that the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us. And you neither leave us nor forsake us. Yes, O Lord. Lord, I pray that you embrace those who need you now, those who are longing to have fellowship with you, communion with you, Lord. Reveal yourself to them even now in the name of Jesus. Tell him, Lord, hold me close. Let your love surround me. Bring me near, O God. Draw me to your side. Lord, I pray this time that you will speak to us through your word. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's be seated in God's presence. Let us bring to the Lord now, before we go to the message, whatever belongs to him, from tithes, offerings, and first fruits. As we bring what belongs to him, from tithes and offerings, and from first fruit that belong to God, God will add to us more, and God will bless us more. The thing that we are going to withhold, that will not help us. The more we give to God, the more the Lord will give to us. The more we withhold from God, not only money, time, service, ministry, labor, whatever due to him, when you hold it from him, life will become more difficult. Life will be more easy and more prosperity when you give what is due to him. When you don't give, withhold, there will be stagnation and there will be dirtiness in life, sin and hardship. Let's pray now. Lord, thank you for my brothers and my sisters who brought to you what belongs to you, O God. I pray that you use this amount of money for your glory, In the name of Jesus, I pray that you multiply it and let it be directed to the needs. I pray also, God, that you anoint those who be responsible on this money. Don't allow them to spend it in a direction that is not pleasing to you. Let be every part of it will go into the very things that you desire, O Lord. O God, I pray for my brothers and my sisters who brought to you. O God, give them 1,000 times what they brought. I pray for those who are still having hardship in finances, solve their problems, provide them job and incomes in the name of Jesus. And also, Lord, those who have not been trained to bring to you, teach them and guide them, increase their faith, assure them that as they will bring to you, as they give you, you will give them more. Thank you, God. We bless you. I thank you, Lord, for your provision for your church, for your guidance, O God, along the years, O God. You are giving abundant blessing to your church and to your people. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's now go to the Word, of God. We continue speaking from the Sermon of Jesus on the Mountain. And we had reached the saying of the Lord, you say, blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Today we're going to speak about another righteous man in the New Testament. And this man is Joseph, the husband of Mary. The Word of God tells us that he was a righteous man. Let's open our Bible in Matthew chapter 1. As we study the life of righteous men of God, we will learn how we hunger and thirst for righteousness. You know, the Lord not only calling us to be righteous, but he is calling us to hunger and thirst. The more you draw near to God, God wants you more to draw near to him. Let's read Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to verse 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with a child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and he knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Let's pray. God, thank you for your word to us. I pray you anoint my lips and put verse and a statement. Let be a clear teaching directed to our brothers and sisters who are here, and to our brethren in other places who are waiting for you to receive your word. and to receive the instructions from your word, I pray you raise up men and women who desire, who delight to live a righteous life, and who are willing to hunger and thirst for righteousness. Teach each and every family, boy and girl, the kind of righteous life that you want us to live. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This is one of the challenging story, but we learn from it a lot of beautiful things. Now, we have read in verse 19, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man. The word just here, the Greek word of it is dikaios. It means he was a righteous man. Now, we will learn, being a righteous man, what he did. You see here, in verse 18, you see, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph. Espoused, it means that there was agreement that this girl was going to marry this man. That's the meaning, espoused. And when we read verse 18, then Joseph, her husband, when they have agreement already that this boy will marry this girl, they call the man the husband and they call the girl, the damsel, wife. But they have not yet come together. Have you got the point here? That is the setup of how God wants us to conduct marriage. You see, the marriage of Joseph to Mary was ordained by God, and that marriage also was organized by God. The marriage of Adam and Eve was ordained by God, and he was organized by God. God himself brought Adam and Eve together. Now here in the same way, God himself was ordaining that marriage. But the arrangement of that marriage was not between Joseph and Mary. Mary and Joseph, that's the truth from the scriptures. Mary and Joseph, they did not meet before the marriage day. Now, the Word of God teaches us things. I'm not speaking about the past. I'm speaking about what is ahead of us. Do we like to hunger and thirst for righteousness, or are we still living in the wrong way of life? Being a righteous man, and how God ordained the righteous man, that there should be no intimacy between the man and woman before marriage, whether physical intimacy or emotional intimacy or communication. Let us see from the scripture whether there was communication between Joseph and Mary. The word here, the word espoused, it means agreed upon, betrothed. Something had been settled that Joseph was going to marry Mary. It is ordained by God. The arrangement was not between Joseph and Mary, but God had used people, not Joseph and Mary, to arrange that marriage. Now, say here, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, so they have not yet come together, there was a distance between them, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. She was found, Joseph her husband come to know about it. How that happened? Which time that it was found with the child? Which time they come to know that she is having a child? In Luke chapter 1, you know, if Joseph and Mary, they were meeting together, Joseph would not be thinking, or he would not be able to think that I can leave her, because everyone knows that if they were meeting together, if they are communicating, if they are meeting physically together, and if they were in a private meeting one day, Joseph can't prove that he is not the child of the. He's not the father of the child that Mary was pregnant with. But let us go for more details, more evidences to show that Joseph has no communication with the girl before marriage. That is the righteous man. Now let me ask you, how about if there's communication now between boy and girl before marriage? Is this the righteousness of God? It is not. It is not. And I will tell you something. If Mary and Joseph, we were meeting together, and they have communication, they have physical intimacy, Christ will not be given birth by Mary. God will choose another woman. Luke chapter. You see, let me tell you something. It is not the fault of God if we don't know. It's not the fault of God. God had put His word 2,000, this is the New Testament, 2,000 years ago. Why we can bring our children to the best colleges, but we don't teach them the word of God? Why we don't focus that they know the Bible well, but we focus on they go to good colleges well? That is how to hunger and thirst for righteousness. It is not the fault of God. And also let me tell you something, it is not too much. Oh, some days it was too much. It's not too much, it's just enough. It's just enough. In Luke chapter 1, let's read how the angel of the Lord commissioned Mary that she will be pregnant by the Son of God. Luke chapter 1, the scriptures inform us and then transform us. Luke chapter 1, verse 26, up to verse 40. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph. So she was a virgin of the house of David, and the virgin name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and thought in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zechariah and saluted Elizabeth. Now this is how the angel commissioned Mary with that mission. We know that pregnant woman will appear her pregnancy after the third month. When she is in the fourth month, external appearance of pregnancy will appear to her. Now here, let me ask a question. When Mary was informed by the angel that she will be pregnant by the Holy Spirit, and after she was informed, we have read that Mary left Galilee and went into a hill country, into a city in Judah. Now let me ask this question. When Mary come to know this from the angel and she left, did she inform Joseph about it or no? Has Mary communicated with Joseph and told him that the angel appeared to me and he told me this? No, because if she had told him, he will not think to be away from her. And we get the point. So that's another proof that Mary has no at all any communication or intimacy with the man. Even the man is not informed by her that she will go. She went, she traveled the distance between Galilee and Judah. It's around several days. She traveled and she went there. And let's read verse 56. Luke chapter 1 and verse 56. Read it. And Mary abode with her. She abode with Elizabeth. She stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months and returned to her own house. So here, when she traveled, she was just pregnant. When she came back, she's already on her fourth pregnancy time. And possibly the people notice, and Joseph get informed at that time. So when we read that in Matthew chapter 1, that in verse 18, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together. So they were never together. Before they came together, she was found with the child of the Holy Ghost. So that is the time when she came from Elizabeth, her face or whatever her external things was more obvious that she's no more maid, she's no more girl, she's a lady. And that time he was informed. Now let me go to Luke and verse chapter 1, verse 34, about what Mary said. When he told her that he became pregnant, Mary asked the angel, then said Mary unto the angel, verse 34, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? What Mary confessed here, she say, I know not a man. Mary, she does not know what is a man in the physical appearance, in the physical anatomical things. That's where the righteousness of God. Even man does not know, according to the will of God, he should not know the physical things of the woman. That is how to hunger and thirst for righteousness. You know, at that time, the lady, they were wearing veil that covered all her body. They will put on their faces a veil, so their face will not be appearing. Even if they will meet in public, they cannot know who is the person. That is the righteousness of God. That is how to hunger and thirst for righteousness. She said, I don't know man, how this will come. That is the New Testament scriptures. And God wants us to seek God, to repent, and come to Him. This is not too much, it's just enough. I would rather live in such atmosphere than to be under the plague and the wrath and the anger of God. Going back to Matthew. So here, when we hunger and thirst for righteousness, there'll be distancing between boy and girl. No intimacy, no communications. That's God's will. He was thinking to leave her from where the child. He is able to do to think this way because he never communicated with the girl or had been with her. The scripture shows this. Do you want to live your life better than the scriptures? It will not come true. In verse 19, Matthew 1, verse 19, it's saying, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. Put her away is to divorce her. The word, the Greek word that used here to put her away, that is apollo, the same word Jesus used in Matthew 19. In Matthew 19, in verse 3, when the Pharisees asking about divorce, Matthew chapter 19, verse 3, the Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him, and saying unto him, it is lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause. That is the way that Joseph thought at that time, because she's pregnant. In verse 7, 8 and 9, from same chapter, the same word, apollo, to put away. They say unto him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorce men and to put her away? To dismiss her? To divorce her. He said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, suffer you to put away your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. And I say unto you, whoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication. That is what Joseph is thinking. She had fornication, that's why she is having children. He want to put her away. And shall marry another, committed adultery, and whosoever married her which is put away does commit adultery. That's the word that Joseph was thinking and was going to do. Why he need to divorce her, as we discussed. Those had been espoused, agreed upon, decided, they are sure God's will, they had already like a husband and wife. And some they say that there is already a certificate of marriage had been agreed upon. But boy and girl have not yet met. Matthew 1:20. Are we learning new things from the scriptures? Are we willing to get applied in? Because that's where the blessings. You see here, at that time, listen to me. I know I like sometimes to compare. There was distancing between Joseph and Mary, right? Mary sure was wearing veil, okay? Now people, they don't like such things now. Okay, what we get now? We get coronavirus. We have to wear mask. They don't want to cover their body. We are wearing PPE now. If this COVID-19 will continue, there's no other way now to protect ourselves. Do we behave and follow God, or we suffer like this? God is just, amen. If we have done right, God will reward us. If we have done mess, then we are reaping what we have sown. Amen or no? Amen. Verse 20, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. He wants to divorce. What the angel told him, he told him, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to take unto thee. Take unto thee, to take to you. So till that time, Joseph did not take Mary to him. There's no physical intimacy. Fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Just this time, Joseph was informed that Mary was pregnant with the Holy Ghost. Mary did not inform him, did not tell him anything, because there's no way to communicate. That was the system. Social distancing based on God's scriptures, on God's command. When we don't observe it, we're getting the discipline now from God. And you see here, speaking about righteous men, Joseph decided to put away his wife, to put away Mary. Finally, we come to know that Joseph took her. Righteous people, they delight to marry what God had prepared for them. Now I say it in a more tactful way. Righteous men, righteous people, they love to marry what God had ordained for them. You see, at the time of Noah, to compare the time of Noah that we are speaking, at the time of Noah, and even this time, people love to marry what they like. Let me ask you this question. Did Joseph marry what he liked? Yes or no? Did Joseph, after we have read, marry what he liked, or he married what God liked? He wanted to put her away, right? Why he took her there after? Because God told him, take her. Righteous men, they delight to marry what God had ordained. You know what he told him? Joseph, thou son of David. So he reminded him that about the plan of God, that through David, God will send his Savior, his Son, to the world. So he put on David the responsibility that the salvation of the whole world, you have to take part in doing it. Not that he will lay his life. Jesus laid his life for us to take our sin, but we need to live a righteous life so we will be the instrument of righteousness to bring the salvation of God to the whole universe. In verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. From where Joseph hear that the name of the boy shall be Jesus? From Mary? Mary was was spoken by the angel before Joseph 3 months or 4 months before. But she did not tell Joseph because they can't, it's not allowed to communicate at that time. Because that is the style of life. She should know the man after marriage, not before. She say to him that he will call him Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So he put the responsibility on Joseph now. Righteous men, they understand that their marriage give glory to God and give honor to God, and their marriage will bring later on the salvation of God to others. In verse 22, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, that's the prophet Isaiah. The angel of the Lord told him the scriptures, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. He told me scriptures, right? Men, they led by the Holy Spirit and they confirm it with the scriptures. That we hunger and thirst for God in righteousness when we also look into the scriptures and apply them into our lives. Verse 24. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him. At once, when the angel told him, go and take her, he obeyed. Righteous men, they obey at once. Delay obedience is disobedience. When you don't delay at once, you are disobeying God. He told him, go and take her. And he did what the Lord had bidden him. What? Order. Not a please, can you go? No. Bidden him. He obeyed at once. What was his decision before his sleep? To put her away. After he wake up, he obeyed God. At once. And took unto him his wife. At that time only, after the angel said to him, don't have, at that time he took unto him his wife. That's the time that they get the wedding, the physical intimacy. And see here, and he knew her not till she had brought forth her first son. He knew her not, because she's pregnant by the Holy Ghost. He cannot know her. He took her to him, but he did not know her as a woman. He did not see her body. Until she gave birth to the first son, and he called his name Jesus. After Jesus, Mary, she has other children. In Mark chapter 3, Mark chapter 6 and verse 3. But the scripture teaches us how we behave as a righteous man. Righteous men should have self-control, should inculcate in the life of our children self-control by distancing from the other gender. That's ordained by the scriptures. So, we will not have troubles. Mark chapter 6 verse 3. Is not this carpenter, the son of Mary, that's about Jesus, the brother of James, and Joseph, and Judah, and Simon, and are not his sisters here with us? Are they where of? And they were offended at him. So here Jesus has brothers and sisters. They were given birth by Mary after his birth. So that's the scripture when they say, and he knew her not. Joseph did not knew her. He did not come to her as a wife until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called him Jesus. In Luke chapter 2, let's see how we are called to hunger and thirst for righteousness. The scriptures inform us then so that we will be transformed. The Holy Spirit revealed to us truth. Luke chapter 2. And let's read verse 4 to 7. How Joseph was a righteous man before marriage and marriage, and how now we read how he cared for the family and how he fulfilled his commitment toward God's church. From the scriptures we will read and we will learn. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea and into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with a child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Here Joseph obeyed the authorities and the rule, and he took his wife, and they went to Bethlehem. There she was giving birth to the child. In the same chapter, let's read verse 21 to verse 24, how Joseph did his part as a righteous man toward God and toward his family. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Verse 22, and when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. And as it was written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. So here we understand that Joseph circumcised the child on the 8th day according to the law. At this time we are not required to do this, we are exempted from that. But Joseph brought her firstborn to the Lord. We are called to bring our first fruit to the Lord. You see here, whatever belongs to the Lord, whatever the law of God, we have to obey. We bring it to the Lord by bringing them to the church of God that God had placed on earth. Joseph did his part as a righteous man toward God, toward the government, toward his family, toward the temple of God, toward the church of God. What else? In verse also 41, now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. So every year they have commitment to go by the law of God. The same today, righteous men, they have commitment to God's church, to gather, to support, whatever needed to be done. We learn today from the life of Joseph how to hunger and how to thirst for righteousness. Let's all stand. Let us, as we had heard the word of God, that show us things that we might have done not correct by allowing boy and girls to intermingle and have messed up the office of marriage. Let us repent. Now we understood our responsibilities before God. How to hunger and thirst for righteousness as Joseph and Mary, they married in the atmosphere that God had ordained. God wants us to do the same. I'm not speaking about the past, I'm speaking about the future. God is interested about the future of our children. and our grandchildren. Yes, O God. Commit your life to the Lord. Tell Him, Lord, I am willing to do and apply the things that You had ordained. No physical intimacy between boy and girl before marriage, as Joseph and Mary they live, and they have successful marriage and wonderful family. You give them Jesus Christ, and You give them, and all of them, they were part of Your church. And some of them were apostles, James and Judah, they were apostles, the two half-brothers of Jesus. Thank You, God. Lord, open the eyes of Your church today to know holiness and righteousness. This is what is in Your heart even today. Oh God, I am willing to obey You. I am willing to do Your work and Your will. Help me, Lord, to persevere. Lord, I come to You. Let my life, my mind, my heart be changed, renewed, not with the worldly things, but with Your word, O God. Yes, O God. Hear the prayers of Your people now. Open their eyes to know and to follow the truth. In the name of Jesus. God. Thank you, Lord, for your word that taught us things as we commit our life to you, Lord. Let your righteousness that we desire to see in the life of the families, in the life of the new marriages, in the life of our young people coming through. For God, I pray for blessings for each and everyone, those who commit their life to you to do this. God bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Jehovah Jireh, and He will provide for us to do His will. Amen. Amen.
Jesus, your grace is sufficient for us. Amen.